Yes, praise the dear Lord. Oh no, we could just keep singing that over and over and over. You know, the Lord is still just amazing me still. In a world that's prone or bound to change, God has not changed. We people change, circumstances change, friendships change, finances change, health changes. But there is one thing that has not changed this morning, and that is God. I am the Lord, and I change not. His love is the same. His power is the same. His grace is the same. The Scripture says, where sin doth abound, what? Grace doth much more abound, thank God. So when we look at the world, and it's disheartening, and we see the problems, folks, the grace of God is more than enough. It's more than enough this morning to enable all of us here to make it through successfully in spite of the storms that you may face in life. Thank the Lord for that. David, and this is kind of a depressing chapter in Psalms 13. And I'd just like to read the first verse of this psalm. But the first verse is, it was demonstrating a condition of depression and hopelessness that David felt. He said, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" Have y'all ever felt that way? David was in a place in life, and you know, David was a man of praise and thanksgiving. And even in this chapter towards the end, in verse 5 he said, "But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice because of thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he dealt bountifully with me." That sounds a little different than what he started out. There are two chapters in Psalms. There are two Psalms where David did not end up on a positive note. He went through some rough things in life, but he always ended up giving God praise, except for, to my knowledge, there's two psalms that he left it sounded pretty bleak. But he started out here in a place that, Lord, he didn't say, "Lord, have you forgotten me?" Have you ever asked God that in your battles or trials? He's like, "Lord, where are you? Have you forgotten me?" David didn't even ask the question. He said, "How long wilt thou forgive me?" In other words, I am making an assumption here that, Lord, based on all the evidence, you have forgotten me. Is this going to be forever? I mean, are things going to stay this way, Lord, that you're never going to remember me? How long are you going to hide your face from me? You know, there are times in life that you are going to feel just like this. But we are not to live by feelings. And the people said, amen. We are not to live by feelings. We are to live by what? By faith. Not faith in circumstances. Not faith in this one or that one or myself. But faith in an unchanging God. So when it seems as though God has hid his face from you, I want to remind us this morning in the Spirit of the Lord that God has remembered you. God has remembered you this morning. David was feeling very overwhelmed. And he was feeling dejected, and he was on the verge of despair, if not in it. He's like, "Lord, you've forgotten me. Is this forever? I mean, is this the way it's going to be?" And I dare say that if you've lived life very long, you found some place that it started feeling just like that. "Lord, you definitely forgot me now. Because if you were here and you were thinking about me, you would have done something by now." Folks, God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken His people. God is still on His throne, and He is remembering us. Thank the Lord for that. Over in Psalms 9, verse 10, David said, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." That was Psalm 9, and now in Psalm 13, David said, Lord, are you going to forget me forever? How's that work? Just shortly before, you know, in one of the Psalms, it's like, oh, everyone that puts their trust in God, we know that you're not going to forsake them. In just a little bit down the road, it's like, Lord, you've forgotten me forever. Do you know if you look at your life, sometimes your feelings are going to be up and down. Get your eyes off your feelings. Don't base your life on your feelings because you will stay in despair. But we are living based upon faith in the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And it's not the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. And I want to keep my faith strong in the Lord, even when it looks as if God is not working. Lord, if you would have been here sooner. Now that almost sounds like Mary and Martha, doesn't it? Lord, if you would have shown up, we believed in you, but you're too late. And Jesus did that for the glory of God. Folks, sometimes there are going to be things in our life God delays working where you see Him. And He does it because He has a plan. But through the times that we don't understand, and even the times when it seems like God hasn't even showed up too late, He flat out just didn't show up. I want us to know something. God has remembered us. God has not forsaken His people this morning. God is still in the fire. He is still in the darkness. He is still in the pain. I'd like us to consider for just a little bit Noah this morning. Noah was a righteous man. Wasn't he in the scripture say that? It says Noah was a righteous man and he found grace in the eyes of God. How much more wonderful of a testimony is there? For the Lord to say, you found grace in my sight. In other words, you found favor amongst all the people in the world. Noah was a man of righteousness and faith, and yet he was human. Do you think Noah had any struggles? God told him to build an ark, and everybody around him thought he was insane. You're crazy. You know why it was crazy? Because it had never rained. It had never rained. Sometimes people forget that part of the story. It hadn't even ever rained. And here's this man now that he's what, somewhere around 400 to 500 years old, and he's talking about the God flooding the world, and there had never been anything like it. It had never rained, and people said, You're crazy. And they made fun of him. But Noah, in those years of building the ark, and there's a lot of historical controversy over exactly how many years he built the ark, but it was a long time. It took a long time to build the ark, and during that time, I've got to say, there were probably days he walked in and lay down and looked at his wife and said, what in the world am I doing? Am I crazy? Everybody's saying I am. Is this even worth doing this? Folks, if you are following God this morning, you are not crazy. If you are doing what the Bible teaches this morning, you are not crazy. Keep on doing it. When your family pushes against you and says, you don't have to live that way, keep your faith in God. Because when God says He's going to do something, He's going to do it. And in the last days, there's going to be scoffers, and there's going to be saying, where are the signs of His coming? He hasn't come back yet. Folks, He's going to come back just like He said He would. Let's be faithful. And so Noah, if you will turn with me to the book of Genesis in the 8th chapter. Genesis chapter 8. And as we look into the Word this morning, again, I've written on the board, and God remembered. And if you just can take one little phrase home with you. Chapter 8, verse 1, you can take the first three words home with you today. And God remembered. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. Now, understand something here, and we're not taking the time to read all of the story of Noah, but there came a day when God told Noah, get in the ark. So Noah went in the ark, and he was in the ark for 7 days. Man, talk about questioning your sanity. You're in an ark, and you shut the door, and nothing changes outside. Is it raining? Is that right? Or do we hear water say anything? Nope, everything's the same. You can almost hear the people laughing outside. You crazy old man. You're up there in their family in this boat that you built. And we're out here just living life. He was in there for 7 days. And then it started to rain. Folks, sometimes you've done what God says and it's like, Lord, why? Everything's the same. Remember Noah. 7 days, and then it began to rain, and the heavens opened up. The heavens opened up, and the earth opened up, and the earth was flooded with water. 15 cubits over the top of the mountains. Now, 15 cubits, 15 cubits is 22.5 feet above the tallest mountain. I'd say that was a flood. 22.5 feet of water above the mountaintops. And so then God remembered Noah when he was there in that ark and the waters prevailed on the earth. In verse 24 of the previous chapter, it said 150 days. You know how long 150 days is? How many months is that? Yeah. 5 months. Some add the 40 to it. There's again, when you go through and calculate this, but well over 5 months, Noah was in the ark with the waters covering the whole earth. Can you imagine for 5 to 7 months? Because see, the water stayed over the top of the mountain for another couple months. Can you imagine just if you got out and looked out and the water, that's all there was water. Nothing else. 150 days. Do you not think that you would begin to question? It's like, am I going to die too? I mean, there's nothing out here. Our food supply is limited. I know we can start working on the animals if we have to, but our food supply is limited. Our food supply is limited, and we look out there and the earth is covered. Do you want to talk about a hopeless feeling? When you go out and you see nothing but water and you look up and it's dark and the clouds are covering the sky, and you want to talk about hope? Talk about despair. But after 150 days, now it says God remembered Noah. Do you think God had forgotten Noah in that 150 days? Folks, God does not forget. But there is something in this passage that God is wanting to communicate then and to us today, is that when it may seem like the Lord's not working, God is actively remembering us. He knows your name this morning. That's scriptural. The Lord knows your name. He's not just looking on us collectively this morning. He's looking on us individually. He knows your battles. He knows what you're going through. He knows your weaknesses. He knows where your heart is. And God has remembered you. And if your desire is to serve God, I thank God that He's remembered me. Now, if I'm not living right, I'd be just as happy if God forgot who I am. Because, see, I don't want His judgment. But if our heart is to do what's right, it ought to be a blessing to know that God remembered me. And God remembered Noah after 150 years, 40 days of rain, 150 days of nothing happening but water. And then God remembered Noah. And it said, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains and the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. You know, at the end of that 150 days, the waters still cover the top of the mountain. Okay? So understand that there was 15 cubits of water over the top of the mountain, and after 150 days, it said the ark came and settled on Mount Ararat. But they still couldn't see the mountain. Because, see, the bottom of that ark must have come in on there, but there was still all that water. Because the ark was 45 feet tall, all right? And that ark was weighted down some of that water, so it settled on there. So it settled, but it was not until 2 months over, 2 to 3 months later, that they could see the top of the mountain. So here now we were floating for 5 to 7 months, and now all of a sudden we're just kind of sitting here. Nothing's happening, and every time we see what's going on, there's still just water. For over about two and a half months, that ark did not move. But do you know, God remembered Noah? And when God remembered Noah, He sent a sign to let Noah know, I'm thinking about you, because He sent a wind. Folks, sometimes the answer does not come immediately, but God sends a wind. He sends something to begin to show us that something's starting to change. The water level starting to drop a little bit. Something's happening here. Folks, we don't always know the way of God. We don't always know the way He works, but He sent a wind and it moved across the water. And do you know what? Then the sun started to come out. And the wind blew and it started to drive those clouds away. Have you ever just, it seemed like the clouds covered your sky? And it seemed like there was no hope. And God remembered you and He sent a wind. And you still didn't know the answer, but you saw just a little place that the clouds were moving out of the way. Folks, God has remembered you this morning. God has not forgotten. And I know we mentioned in prayer requests, it seems like, the burdens right now are so heavy for so many people. But God has remembered. God has remembered His people. The mountain was not visible, I said, for 2.5 months. So which means it had been probably at least 7.5 months of no visibility of the earth. 7.5 months and all they saw was water. They did not see the earth. Whether or not they looked out, they were stuck in the darkness of that ark. I think about another wind that God sent in time of despair. Remember the children of Israel when they left Egypt? It's like, Lord, we're doing this according to Your word. And then they came up to the Red Sea. And the feeling was, Lord, You brought us out here to die. The army's behind us. The sea's in front of us. There's nowhere to go. But it says, during the night, do you remember what God did? He sent an east wind. And that east wind came blowing in the middle of their despair, and He opened up an avenue of escape through the Red Sea. Have not many of us here this morning experienced the Lord sending a wind? And I know that that wind can be scary, but you know, when change comes, I know God's remembering because something's happening. In the night, the wind's blowing. It just seems like the despair may even get a little bit greater. But I want you to know that God has remembered. And many times it is the winds that come in your life that will be the very thing that will provide a way of escape for us. God had not forgotten them. And then we read on, and you can read this story. If you read this, if it's been a while since you've read the biblical story of Noah, there's so many wonderful facts and inspirations in these, in chapter 7 and 8, but in 9. But what we find is that 40 days later, this is after 7.5 months, 40 days later, Noah went up and it said he let out a raven and a dove. And that dove returned because there was no place for it to settle. And the dove, it said, went to and fro across the face of the waters. A raven cannot fly for 40 days without stopping. So maybe it went and landed on the top of the mountain, or maybe it came back to the ark and just perched on the outside, but it didn't go back into the ark. If you look at that translation in the Hebrews, it doesn't mean it just flew for 40 days. But that raven did not go back inside the ark. But 40 days, and it went. So they were still there for 40 more days. And then a week later, Noah, if I said Moses earlier, I'm sorry. It was Noah. Noah sent out Another dove a week later, and that dove returned. And do you remember what it had in its beak? It had an olive branch. Do you know what? God remembered Noah. That olive branch has been a symbol in our world of peace. And it still is today. That God is restoring. Do you know in times of suffering and distress, God often reveals Himself in the little things. I'm still in the ark. There's still water all around me. But God sends a dove, something just to give us a little sign of hope. Folks, those things don't just happen. God is remembering you. You all remember a message I preached, and I guess the title of it was Three Yogurt Parfaits. Now, last week was Four Krispy Kreme Donuts. But it was a number of years ago I preached a message on Three Yogurt Parfaits. I don't know if you remember that. But I was feeling kind of forsaken. And I was at McDonald's, and I ordered three yogurt parfaits to take home to the children and Renee. And I got up and they said, oh, the man in front of you already paid for him. And I looked and I just saw a bald man in a blue GT. And I've said then, I'll say again, I didn't know angels were bald and that they drove blue GTs. But I'll tell you what, God spoke to me. Because that man didn't know who I was. God remembered me. And the tears started coming because I was feeling, I know, acknowledge it. But God sent me an olive branch. Three yogurt parfaits, $3.30. That's not a lot. But it was God letting me know that I haven't forgotten you. I know where you're at. I know what you're going through. I haven't forgotten you. Do you know, I'd like to encourage you to look for the olive branches. Look for the yogurt parfaits. Look for those little things that God does in your life. And He's saying, I know you're going through a rough time, but I'm remembering you. I haven't forgotten you. Let it give you courage to keep moving and going forward. And then we read that it was later on again then that God spoke to Noah. In the 15th verse, it said, God spake to Noah saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife. Do you know how long it had been since God had spoken? See, God sent a wind. He sent an olive branch. But we don't have any record that God spoke to Noah when he was on the ark. It had been a year and 10 days since Noah went into that ark. And then God spoke a year and 10 days later and said, now it's time for you to go out. Because remember, he sent the dove out again. It didn't come back. That was part of the story. He sent that dove out, and it didn't come back because it found a place to build a nest, a place to call home. So it was many weeks after that. And so a year and 10 days later, folks, God does not always speak to us just when we want it. But if you will maintain your faith in God, knowing that God has remembered you, God will speak again. God will speak again. Over in Isaiah chapter 49, Zion said the Lord in verse 14. Isaiah 49 verse 14, Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and the Lord hath forgot me. That was God's people praying the burdens. Lord, you've forgotten us. Been kind of how I've been praying lately with all these burdens, day in and day out, seeking God. Lord, have you forgotten us? I haven't seen such a concerted effort by God's people for a need like I've seen for those that have been praying for some, Brother Michael and some others that are greatly afflicted among us right now. It's been a while since there's been such a unified prayer across this country. But Lord, where are you? Are you working? Has God forsaken Zion? And then the answer was this, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. A mother and her child, can she forget feeding her child? God said, you know what? I will not forget you. I will not forget you. And folks, God has not forgotten us. In suffering, God has not forgotten us. In sickness, God has not forgotten. Psalms 103, verse 14, for He knoweth our frame, and He remembereth that we're what? That we're dust. Do you know this morning when we feel incapable and insufficient, God remembers what He made us out of? And I want to encourage us this morning, if there are things in your life that maybe you feel like in your service to the Lord that you've kind of come a little bit short, and maybe you had some failures, and there have been some areas that you felt like you should have done better, and your heart is to do right and follow the Lord. The Lord is remembering you with mercy and compassion, with the desire to help you and strengthen you. The Lord is not looking on you in judgment to cut you off this morning. We're not saved by our goodness. We are saved by the grace of God this morning. And God is remembering that He made us weak creatures. Yes, He gave us the Spirit of the Lord to empower us. But in my weakness, in my struggles, we have a God this morning that is remembering what we're made out of. And He's remembering us that we're His children. And He hasn't forgotten us. So I want to be of good courage this morning. Know that God is looking on and remembering His people. And David went on to say in Psalms 139, Thou knowest my down sittings and of my uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. The Lord knows where you're at this morning. He knows what we're going through. And it is in the very nature of God to remember. And we're not going to take the time this morning to go through all the scriptures, but there are many scriptures that teach us where God remembered the people in their needs, the people in their troubles, the people in their afflictions. And because God remembers, folks, He's not going to forget that He gave His Son for our salvation. He's not going to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed to His name. So this morning, when you feel alone and you feel forsaken and you're hurting and you're discouraged and you're disappointed, know this, God remembered. Even in correction, in disobedience, God has not forgotten. I want to say very briefly, the Scripture teaches a life of holy living, right? Is that right? The Scripture teaches us that we are delivered from the power of sin. That's what the blood of Jesus does. And so, the Scripture does not teach once saved, always saved. There are so many instances of people that walk with God that turn their back and walked away from Him. There are people that teach, Justin was mentioning his testimony Wednesday night, but there are many that teach and say that, well, I'm under God's grace. In other words, I have liberty to go out and sin and just live however I want, and I'm covered by His grace. Folks, that's false doctrine. There is power to overcome sin. And so our message to people that would believe that is that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than that. The blood of Jesus isn't just to keep forgiving you over and over. The blood of Jesus, there is power to raise you up and elevate you that you can live a life of victory. But I have a message to the saints this morning as well. Because see, people get out of balance on this thing. We believe in holiness. We believe in godly living, but who among us here has not made mistakes? Who here has not said, Lord, I should have done better and I'm sorry, and what does that mean I'm not saved now? No, if you went out and committed a moral violation and you stole and you killed and you committed adultery, yes, you need to come back by way of the blood. But there are times that those sins separate from God, but there are times that you're going to make mistakes. And if you're not careful, you will be so much in mind that, well, I didn't do it perfectly, so no, I'm not saved anymore. That's the devil telling you that. God has not forgotten you. And the message for those of us that believe like the Bible teaches that we can live free from sin is that we are still human. We still do have human imperfections. And the Lord is working with us and He remembers the needs that we have in our life. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up because God hasn't given up on you. Our confidence is not in our ability that if I do it just perfectly, I'll have my salvation. That's almost as if you're earning your salvation. Are any of us good enough to earn our salvation this morning? No, see, that's the opposite side of this doctrinal spectrum. And you've got people in extremes. No, we are saved by the grace of God. So then, when I go through a battle, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful that the saving power of Jesus Christ is still in my life, but Lord, I need some more strength right here. I need some more power. I want to grow in that grace. And God has not forgotten us, because this is where we're coming to. Jonah, in his disobedience in the belly of the fish, he remembered the Lord. And he said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came into thee. Even in a place where he was disobedient, he remembered the Lord. And did the Lord hear his prayer? The Lord heard his prayer and vomited him out in dry land because he saw the humility of his heart. God had not forgotten Jonah. So folks, God has not forgotten us this morning. He's not forgotten you. And there is just so much more, but we're going to conclude here. But you keep reading the story of Noah. When Noah came out of the ark, what's one of the first things he did? He had prayer. He built an altar to the Lord. He built an altar, made a sacrifice to God because he remembered the Lord. Lord, you were the one that saw me through. And you know what God did right back? God remembered him back and he put a bow in the sky as a sign of the covenant that I'm never going to destroy the earth by water again. I'm going to remember. The world has tried to hijack the rainbow. Don't let the devil steal what the rainbow means. The rainbow is a covenant of God to a righteous people, to a righteous man, that I have remembered you. And I'm not going to destroy this earth by water ever again. I am so thankful this morning that even in the time of darkness, God has remembered us and he sends those little signs to remind us, I haven't forgotten you. Amen.